The letter was dated a few days after its writer must have received his own. It had all the qualities of grace and insight to which his unknown friend had accustomed him, but it contained no allusion, however indirect, to the special purport of his appeal. Even a vanity less ingenious than Betton's might have read in the lady's silence one of the most familiar motions of consent. But the smile provoked by this inference faded as he turned to his other letters. For the uppermost bore the subscription, "Dead Letter Office," and the document that fell from it was his own last letter from Florida.